Watch, violence breaks out as cops block pro-Trump protesters from BLM Plaza. By Bob Price on January 5, 2021. Violence broke out Tuesday night on the eve of a massive pro-Trump rally in Washington, D.C. The violence happened as police blocked the crowd of Trump supporters from entering Black Lives Matter Plaza. Videos tweeted by independent journalist Brendan Guttenschwiger show a group of pro-Trump protesters attempting to break through a police line to enter BLM Plaza Tuesday night. Chaotic scene in BLM Plaza as police clash with Trump supporters trying to rush the line. Hashtag DC. Hashtag Washington DC. Hashtag January 6th. pic.twitter.com/WJ Susick. Brendan Guttenschwiger, Epgana scene, January 6, 2021. The normally pro-police demonstrators became angered as the officers kept them from entering the plaza. "You lost both sides of support," one protester yelled. "We had your F-King back, but we ain't got your back no more. You lost both sides of support. We had your F-ing back, but we ain't got your back no more." Trump supporters yell at police after they block access to BLM Plaza and make arrests of some of the group tonight. Hashtag DC. Hashtag Washington DC. Hashtag January 6th. pic.twitter.com/m2sinax. Brendan Guttenschwiger, Epgana scene, January 6, 2021. "We're the business owners. We're the veterans," he continued. "You don't want to protect the Constitution, so you lost both sides now." Not to be deterred, the protesters attempted an end run and tried to enter BLM Plaza from another street, Guttenschwiger reported. Police quickly responded by forming another skirmish line to block the protesters from entering BLM Plaza. Police rushed to beat the crowd of Trump supporters who marched around to try to enter BLM Plaza from a different street. They form another line blocking access. Hashtag DC. Hashtag Washington DC. Hashtag January 6th. pic.twitter.com/OakPierpa. Brendan Guttenschwiger, Epgana scene, January 6, 2021. One woman became injured as police pushed the crowd of protesters back. The woman stated a black girl punched her in the face. "A woman was attacked by Antifa and Black Lives Matter while police did nothing." pic.twitter.com/1a13kz. Million MAGA March, at Million MAGA March, January 6, 2021. Fox News' Mike Tobin reported the woman exchanged punches with a black woman who was part of a counter-protest group. The protesters came to the nation's capital for 2 days of demonstrations as the Congress is set to count the votes of the Electoral College on January 6. Earlier in the day, D.C. police announced they arrested 6 people. The arrests came on charges ranging from firearms possession to assaulting a police officer, according to WJLA ABC 7. Firearms are not allowed in Washington, D.C., within 1,000 feet of any First Amendment activity, the local ABC affiliate reported. Guttenschwiger tweeted a video showing one protester being arrested after rushing past the police line. Police arrest one of the Trump supporters for rushing past an unmanned area next to the police line at BLM Plaza. Hashtag DC. Hashtag Washington DC. Hashtag January 6th. pic.twitter.com/glue4hvr1ec. Brendan Guttenschwiger, Epgana scene, January 6, 2021. The protesters recited the Pledge of Allegiance at the police line and they continued to block their pathway toward their goal of reaching BLM Plaza. Trump supporters recite the Pledge of Allegiance at the line of police as they continue facing off over the blocking of BLM Plaza. Hashtag DC. Hashtag Washington DC. Hashtag January 6th. pic.twitter.com/jigjerub. Brendan Guttenschwiger, Epgana scene, January 6, 2021. "Fuck BLM," the chants continued. Trump supporters continued to occupy the streets well past midnight and into Wednesday morning. "Fuck BLM," chants in BLM Plaza as the Trump supporters remain gathered at the police line on I Street. Hashtag DC. Hashtag Washington DC. Hashtag January 6th. pic.twitter.com/xintel. Brendan Guttenschwiger, Epgana scene, January 6, 2021. Thousands of Trump supporters gathered at Freedom Plaza and in other locations around the city earlier on Tuesday in preparation for Wednesday's joint session of Congress, the New York Times stated. An estimated 5,000 people began marching in the capital city. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser requested assistance from the Army National Guard on Monday, the newspaper reported. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's Sunday morning talk show, What's Your Point? Follow him on Twitter @BobPriceTX, Parler @BobPrice, and Facebook.